Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending November 14th, 2008. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And Newswriter Colin Steele.
Today we'll be joined by Gerald Blackie, CEO of Kaseya. Thanks for joining us, Gerald.
It's great to be here.
Of course, the top line item on any list of questions right now is the economy and where you, how you see it affecting your business and potentially the business of your customers.
Yes, I've been asked that a few times. It's very interesting, and I hearken back to my earlier years in the software industry as we introduced new software packages that were aimed at providing companies with a greater degree of ROI, in particular dealing with things like minimizing mainframes and moving to PCs, things like not having so many people processing and doing things in an automated fashion. So the focus being on increased productivity in a time of an economic downturn like this is one that is extremely important to the consumer, to the consuming company or customer. And in that regard, we as a managed service provider industry are focused on providing small to medium enterprises with a tremendous increase in productivity through the use of services that are aggregated together in such a way as to provide all of the experience that is needed to manage IT in a way that's both cost-effective and extremely efficient through automation. So we're really buoyant on the growth of the managed service business through this period of economic downturn.
Are you getting a lot more questions about definite ROI among customers who have never gone this route before? Or do you have to come in with a calculator and say, you know, this is what will save you over time? And also, are you seeing sales cycles lengthening or just staying stagnant?
Well, we're actually seeing in particular, you know, and I can relate this to, you know, most of our regions around the world, we're seeing an uptick in the number of customers that are coming to us that are IT service providers looking to convert over to a managed service practice. And, you know, if I look at, like, the Australia-New Zealand market that has been in a pretty sharp downturn that preceded the one that we've seen here this fall, the uptick in the number of companies actually looking to enter managed services has been substantial. So we've not really had to focus too much on calculating ROI for them. I think it's fairly well understood, and now they have a pretty good incentive to focus away from managing larger HR staffs and focusing in on more of a break-fix model.
When you talk about the interest by solution providers in getting into managed services, is there a concern at all that there will be too many getting into managed services and that it will flood the market?
There's always a concern in the channel about the encroachment of others. And, you know, it's an age-old question, one that's not easily solved. You know, but I think the things that we have seen, which are encouraging for those people who are already in managed services, if they're doing a good job of managed services, they have very little customer turnover. They've been in a situation where they've been able to weed out the C customers, and this is a, you know, another a feeling that we have with a lot of our top MSPs, that they're acquiring A-level customers at a greater rate this fall than they have in the past. And that we think is due to the fact that a lot of the smaller companies that might have had a small in-house IT department are actually looking to lower their costs and increase their service through managed services provided by third parties.
My question is, you know, Microsoft as a company is a platform provider, but it's also getting into a lot of these businesses, and it's talking an awful lot about the cloud and Microsoft-hosted and managed stuff. Do you see an era where you will end up competing with these huge infrastructure providers?
You know, you can always expect to be competing against someone somewhere along the line that's a major player if the market becomes substantial enough. And no doubt managed services is going to be substantial enough for companies like Microsoft and others to want to compete. We see that in the case of Dell getting into the business already. And I expect to see more. However, the market's large, and the skill sets that are required both in the channel and as well as at the system provider level are getting fairly well honed to manage services and IT automation. And that's an area that, you know, I think will be, you know, a little bit more difficult for companies like Microsoft to compete against in the short run, not to say they can't in the long run.
Gerald, with the economy the way it is now, businesses are looking for any way they can to save money, and that's kind of turning the focus more towards the idea of green IT. And I know Kaseya just came out with the results of a survey pretty recently about desktop stations using way too much power in companies and how little things just like turning off computers during non-work hours can save companies a considerable amount of money. What is Kaseya doing to help its customers save money just by doing little things aligned with green IT?
Well, we did announce in our Kaseya user state management module the capacity to manage power at a granular level across desktops and servers. And in the case of our MSPs that are managing 5,000 to 10,000 machines, say, across 250 to 500 small business customers, in aggregate, the numbers are fairly significant that can be saved. If you look at the average size of a small business that might be availing themselves of managed services from our managed service partners, the numbers are actually a little smaller in the context that, you know, if you've got a 20 machine environment, the power savings, while they're reasonably significant over a year, are not really driving managed services as an aggregate setting across a large number of machines. We can definitely provide some savings, but it's not a driver of managed services at this point in time.
All right. Gerald Blackie, CEO of Kaseya, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Gerald.
Great pleasure.
That's all the time we have for this week. Next week's guest will be Chris Caron, a Microsoft executive. We'll be talking about Microsoft Dynamics ERP news.
To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Homp,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.